Welcome to Voiceland. We're the Babes, Beth, Dana, Diana, Erica, and Terry. We hope you enjoy this adventure.
Well, time to do a little chatting. What should we talk about today, girls?
I can tell you a little news story that I read about this morning.
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay, so there's this scientist, and he's been doing experiments because the word is, if you have a kidney stone, not too big, but just like a regular size kidney stone, I'm not exactly sure what size, and you go on the back seat of Thunder Mountain Railroad in Disneyland, and you go on the ride a few times, you'll pass the stone.
Get out of here. No operation, no nothing.
Free. Like, it's save $10,000 and have a good time. Well, it's not so free to get into Disneyland.
My son and my granddaughter just went there last week. It cost them $300 for two tickets for the park, but they got the fast passes. So if the guy with the stone has the fast pass, then he can go over and over and over again without
then
waiting
and pass it faster.
Touché.
Oh, but my. Listen to this. He takes something that resembles an actual kidney. He puts stones in, and he uses urine because he said water would just not be the right thing to use.
Wait a minute.
Disney said it was okay. It's just like they said it was okay. But I'm thinking, if your insurance paid for this, wouldn't that be better? $300 for a day at Disney as opposed to $10,000 for a surgery?
I'm not sitting in the back seat of somebody's
run this
there with
by
a dead
me again.
Kidney.
He brings what?
Urine, because he said water would alter, you know, whether or not it might work right, because you have to have all the same conditions.
What's he? I don't understand. What's he doing?
So
he put an artificial kidney with real urine.
Because this is an experiment.
Oh my God.
I want to know the thought process that led him to that ride.
Right.
Okay, so he kept hearing.
Was this guy eating edibles or something?
No. This is a doctor who kept hearing about people pass. I don't know how he heard. Excuse me. But he heard people passing stones when they went on this ride. And he realized when he started doing investigations.
Passing gas? Losing your lunch, maybe.
Right?
But a stone?
And how would they know?
But if you sit in the front, the chances of you passing a stone aren't that good. You have to sit in the back seat.
But the chances of you passing out are.
Right?
Passing out, passing stones, passing gas, all on one ride.
Hey.
Wow. Right, it's in the back seat.
You know,
back
that's
seat.
A
where did you
shop?
Hear this?
On the internet, where everything is true. I don't know why you're all laughing. You know, everything you hear on the internet is accurate, right?
Oh, sure.
100%.
Is this a reputable internet site?
I believe so. I mean, I could look it up and come back to you with some more information
if you like. No, that was enough information.
Oh, my gosh.
But I just
I'm just sitting picturing that little container with a fake kidney and real yellow and a...
Would you know somebody sitting next to it on the ride?
And you're like...
it. You don't know that what it is.
So he's on the ride and he's got it on his person.
With a fake kidney. I mean, he doesn't send it by itself.
Well, I thought you were saying the people that were trying to pass the kidney had to bring a can of, you know, with them or something.
Well, no. The doctor brings it with him. And then he sees, I guess he just tests it afterwards to see how many stones passed, depending on how many times he went on the ride. He must have a fast pass if he goes consecutively.
But you can't.
We have had some interesting conversations on this show, but this is one of the craziest. I will never get in the back seat of that ride again.
Hey, let me tell you something. God. If I could have gotten a new hip by sitting in the back seat of any ride, I would have done it. Okay? So I think this is promising.
There you go.
I don't know. The doctor could have got his credentials from the internet.
That's very good point, Terry. That's true. I will have to further investigate that and tell you.
We'll have to check that out.
Real news. I just tell it as I read it. You know,
that's great.
Well, if anyone out there wants to research this for us, because
we're so busy.
That we're so busy. Yes, we're so busy laughing. If anyone wants to research this for us, please let us know at babesinvoiceland@gmail.com. Send us a note.
Absolutely.
Excellent idea. I'd love to hear another point of view.
Can you just see the subject lines of those
emails. Emails coming in. Yeah, yeah.
Kidney stone experiment debunked.
And I'm sorry, I didn't take notes. They did have the exact size of the stone.
Oh,
that couldn't
well,
be any bigger.
But well, one of our listeners will let us
see,
know.
You know,
I'm
there's
sure.
always so, something. There's
oh my God! Something.
I would think that Space Mountain would be where yeah. you would go to have something like that.
Yeah,
but
right?
Thunder Mountain with the shaking and the
yeah,
rattling and the
yeah.
okay, I get
now,
it. Now,
maybe I want
sloping. You know how Thunder Mountain Railroad?
Oh
it's
my
like
God!
Yeah.
But it's the centrifugal force as you're coming around the bend. On the, no, okay, never mind.
But may I say this about that? Please note, Erica is still taking medication after her surgery.
That hip is
it's
not
wait,
completely
wait, wait,
healed, and she is still on medication.
It's prescription pain medication. It's not mushrooms,
oh,
the magic
correct.
Kind.
It is
just
prescription medication, but right. I'm just saying.
I know, but I mean, really, I wouldn't.
We you believe know. You.
Yes.
It wasn't a dream. It wasn't like that. That's that crazy Indian wedding when
oh,
I first
you
came
know
out
what?
Of anesthesia.
You haven't been back yet.
Crazy Indian wedding.
Listen, I was with Erica the day of her surgery. And she comes out of surgery, okay? Uh-huh. And I thought she'd be like totally out of it, you know? Like, was
like
she
the chicken 47 years later?
Yeah, like the chicken 47 years later. If you didn't listen to our episode one first show, go back and hear about
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
right.
So I'm thinking she probably won't even know I'm here. You know, I mean, am I going to stay an hour, 2 hours here? She probably won't even remember I'm here. Erica comes down and is like, I mean, she talked from the time she saw her husband, Rob, and I walk into the room until I left at 8 o'clock.
So what else is new?
And so she tells me, she says to me, oh my God, they gave me a cocktail. What was it? Morphine and Ativan and
Dilaudid.
Yeah, and a few other things.
Dilaudid is
I was
wonderful.
In recovery and I was having this dream about this Indian wedding and the colors were so magnificent. It was so beautiful and I just was really enjoying myself being there. But I was in pain. And I told the nurse, I said, well, I'm in pain. I need some more meds. And she said, well, you can't have more meds unless you wake up. And I said, well, why do I have to wake up? I'm going to this Indian wedding, and I'm really enjoying myself.
I swear to God, this was the conversation.
And she said, because you go to the wedding, you stop breathing. And if you stop breathing, I can't give you medicine.
Oh.
And I said, oh, wow, I guess I want the medicine more, so I'll stop going to the wedding and I'll start breathing. And so then I had to leave the wedding.
And that truly is what she told me when she came down from surgery, exactly like she told it now. She's like, Beth, I really wanted to stay at the wedding. And I'm like, okay.
She was there with all the colors because it was a
color therapy dream.
Exactly. It was a beautiful, beautiful dream.
Oh,
so yeah, so that was my first experience after I received my new hip. So it must be a really cool hip to give me such great.
Oh yeah.
Psychedelic
colors.
Yeah, psychedelic hip.
Oh God. Yeah, we'll call it the psychedelic hip. That's good.
Psychedelic hip.
Well, what do you think? Should we move on to
a
script?
Yes.
We should.
I think we should. Well, stay tuned because this next script is almost as good as Erica's dream.
Previously on an episode of 47 Years Later, Sandy Johnson's sister Janice had just awakened from a coma brought on by an accident in 1970. She is still in the hospital processing the fact that it is indeed no longer 1970.
Hey Jan, the doctor said you can go home today. I called Mom and told her we'd be there shortly. She said to tell you your room is exactly as you left it. They haven't changed a thing all these years. She can't wait to see you.
What about Dad?
He's on a fishing trip with Uncle Lloyd, and as soon as he heard the news that you were awake, they both jumped in the car and started heading home. Mom and Dad are in their 80s, remember, so he has to take it a little easy driving back. Mm. You know, I tried to get them both plane tickets, but oh no, they had to drive to prove they're still independent. You know, come to think of it, I should show you that picture I started to show you a little while ago so you don't freak out. Mm. Here, look at Mom and Dad's picture on my phone.
Well, I'm still freaked out just looking at that thing you call a phone. You really have a lot to teach me. Okay, let's see the picture.
Here it is.
Who's that?
The lady looks a little like Grandma, but I don't know either one of them.
That's a recent picture of Mom and Dad.
Get the hell out of here. That's not Mom and certainly not Dad.
Well, look closer and picture them 47 years older than what you remember.
What? Holy crap. Oh, that really could be Mom and Dad. Oh, my God.
It is Mom and Dad, and Mom sent some of your old clothes for you to wear home from the hospital. God, I have to take you shopping.
Old clothes? Hey, I just bought these bell-bottom pants and this groovy Nehru shirt. What do you mean, old?
I guess one thing at a time. Let's get you dressed and out to my car.
Janice and Sandy head out to the parking lot, but even on the way to the car, more and more things seem a little strange to Janice.
Hey, Sandy. Who are all these people? Where are the nurses?
They're right there. What are you talking about?
Well, they're not wearing uniforms, no white dresses, no nurse caps. Hey, come to think of it, one of them said they were taking my temperature and stuck a thing in my ear. Sandy, maybe we're on candid camera. No. Maybe we're in the Twilight Zone. Twilight Zone is real! Rod Serling made all this happen.
God, Jan, we are not on Candid Camera or Twilight Zone. Those were just TV shows. Mm-hmm. Oh, GTV. God, that's another big thing I have to get you up to date on.
What about TV?
Never mind for now. Hey, we're almost to my car. It's over there in the parking lot.
Hey, what are all these trucks?
What trucks?
The big blue and white ones that say AMR.
Those are ambulances, American Medical Response.
No. Ambulances look kind of like a hearse, and they're red and white. And what the hell? All these cars in this parking lot are weird.
Janice is in awe as they walk through the parking lot, as she has never, ever seen any vehicle since 1970. Little does she know that her sister Sandy is quite successful and drives a Lamborghini. I wish all of you out there could see the look on Janice's face when Sandy hits the remote and the doors begin to rise up.
Well, here's my ride.
What? Ah! The car is exploding.
What?
In slow motion? I'm out of here. Oh, my God.
Janice starts to run, and Sandy grabs her just in the nick of time. Really, folks, one more step and Janice would have been headed for the hills.
Oh, man. Jan, chill out. Oh, why didn't I warn her? Okay. Calm down. I forgot to prepare you. This is called a Lamborghini. Not all cars open this way. This one is a little expensive, but I wanted it, so I got it. Are you okay now?
But what? Magic. Oh, my God. Star Trek is a reality now.
No, it's not Star Trek. I guess it would seem like that to you, little sister. Listen, let's get in. I'll put some oldies music on and we can stop for gas and then head to Mom's.
Tune in again for more in the adventures of Sandy and Janice 47 years later.
Well, that was one of my favorites. But don't go anywhere, because we've got another one coming up.
This is Wanda Wanaberger for Channel 57 News. This just in, the Kool-Aid Man has been arrested. That's right, you heard me, the Kool-Aid Man. A wealthy couple in the elegant neighborhood of Big Buck Acres was sitting down to dinner when they were accosted by none other than the Kool-Aid Man himself. We go to our reporter on the scene, Jane Kickenhappy, for further details. Jane, please tell us what's going on.
While Mrs. and Mrs. Moneybucks were just sitting down to dinner in their mansion dining room, the butler was pouring the drinks when all of a sudden the dining room wall burst in and they were pelted with pieces of brick. Brittany Moneybucks sustained a bruise on her upper arm by flying masonry. She screamed, then fainted. Winnie Moneybucks fell off the back of her chair in surprise and hit her head on the tile floor. A large chunk of brick hit the butler in the head, killing him instantly. The Kool-Aid Man went berserk and started spraying Kool-Aid all over everyone from his head spout. Before the Kool-Aid Man could get away, the Big Buck Acres security force was there, alerted by the alarm set off when the wall burst in. They called the police, who have now arrived to take Mr. Aid into custody. There they are. Mr. Aid! Why did you do it?
It's a setup, I'm telling you. It's my job. Someone says, hey, Kool-Aid. And I burst in and say, oh, yeah, that's what I do. How's it my fault if bricks are falling everywhere?
But they say you lost your head and started spraying everyone with Kool-Aid. Is that your job, too? What happened?
It's the new sugar-free Kool-Aid. My sugar level dropped, and I went temporarily insane. Yeah, that's right, temporary insanity. You don't know what it's like breaking down walls all the time. I'm not bad. I'm just made that way. It's my job. They made me that way.
Move along there. Interview's over. We've got to get this character into booking. Temporary insanity, my foot. You're going to be booked with murder, buddy.
Murder? No. No, it's my job. I'll tell you it's my job.
Get in there, pal. I'm going to enjoy this one. Oh, yeah. I hate Kool-Aid.
Wow. Here are Mrs. and Mrs. Moneybucks. Let's see what they have to say about what happened. Mrs. Moneybucks, please give us your side of the story.
Oh, please call me Winnie. My wife is Brittany. Well, we were just sitting down to a lovely quiet dinner of pheasant and pickled artichoke soup. Jeeves was pouring the drinks when...
I noticed he was pouring Kool-Aid. I haven't had that since I was a child. So I said, hey, Kool-Aid, I haven't had that since I was a child. But in the middle of it, the wall suddenly burst in and brick was flying everywhere. I screamed and I think I fainted.
Yes, lovely, you did. I was so shocked I fell off my chair and hit my head. When I got up, that crazy individual was spraying his juice all over everything. I saw Jeeves lying on the ground with a hole in his head. I think he was dead. Suddenly, the security force was there trying to handcuff the Kool-Aid man.
Trying to handcuff him? Why couldn't they?
Well, his tiny arms don't come together, do they? His big round body makes that quite impossible. But we helped them, didn't we, dear?
Yes, we always try to support our security forces so they are there when we need them.
How did you help them? Did you give them rope or something?
No. My God, woman, that's ridiculous. They were hooking together all the handcuffs they had into one long handcuff, but they were one short.
Right. So we gave them ours to use, didn't we, my darling?
Yep, it was quite amusing, actually. They put our pink fluffy pair right in front where he could see it. I do believe he started sobbing as they led him away. Perhaps I do feel for the feather a little bit, but there's the matter of Jeeves. Good help is so hard to find, you know, and now we have to start all over again to find someone new.
It's going to be a nightmare. Just a nightmare. Checking references, having strangers come into the house. I shudder to think. I hope they lock up that insane character for the rest of his life.
Well, there you have it. Temporary insanity or something else? We'll see. Back to you, Wanda.
Thanks, Jane. We'll keep following this fascinating story and keep you informed. This is Wanda Wanaberger for Channel 57 News.
Nice. Well, we've come to the end of another show. Remember to check us out on our website, babesinvoiceland.com, or email us at babesinvoiceland@gmail.com. Catch you next time.